My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Hope you don't have to work, that you're chilling at home today, that maybe you're barbecuing, chilling out, watching some baseball today. You know, the Phillies aren't playing, but there will be baseball. There will be baseball later on this afternoon as, again, it's a holiday. And hope you're just hanging out, you know, just kicking it with the family, doing whatever. On a day after the Phils secure the series win, taking 3 of 4 from the Atlanta Braves. This was a big, big series heading into the month of September, playing your biggest division rival right now in the Atlanta Braves, and them being in second place. They came into this series, I believe, at 5 games back of the Philadelphia Phillies, who are in first. And you take 3 of 4, and now the Braves are sitting 7 back. Hey, man, I'm pretty sure the Phils won in September in 07, 7 back from the New York Mets, and we know how that worked out for the good guys. But, you know, all I have to say is that it's never over till it's over. But big deal for the Phillies to take 3 of 4 and to separate themselves like they have heading into this month, into this the stretch run of the regular season as we speak. So, normal show for you today. I'll get into my takeaways from yesterday's game, last night's game, series takeaways. We'll preview the little 2-game set the Phils have against the Toronto Blue Jays and then wrap it up with some injuries and moves and maybe take a look at around Major League Baseball. But before I get to all that, I just want to mention big condolences to the family and friends of Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau, because that was what happened on Thursday night was truly a tragedy, and it's just a reminder, don't take anything for granted. Don't take anything for granted. And it's a shame what happened. It's really a shame what happened. You know, Johnny Gaudreau, a really popular guy, you know, close to this area in South Jersey. And, you know, him and his brother were not just, you know, Johnny, obviously a bit of the better hockey player because he was in the NHL and he was a superstar in the NHL in his prime. But not only were they great hockey players, great athletes, but from what I've read, from what I've heard and all of that type of stuff, that they were even better people, which is what it's really about, right? Which is what it's really about when it comes to life. Like, look, I love radio, love all this stuff, but it comes down to being an even better person. And that's what really, you know, makes this a shame, that big time shame that it happened to be a drunk driver. And it's a big time shame that they happen to be two really good guys from what I understand. So really wanted to mention that here, you know, early on in this pod, is that sending out prayers and condolences to the Gaudreau family and friends. Terrible, terrible tragedy. So, sending out the prayers. Okay, yesterday's game. I'm not going to recap too much as far as what happened. I know I like to give you my key moments and little highlights and whatnot, but Nick Castellanos, all three of the Phillies' runs coming at the bat of Nick Castellanos. Aaron Nola doing a great job. Honestly, Spencer Schwalenbach, who has killed the Phillies all year as far as, you know, starting pitchers go, he was great too up until, you know, the sixth, where Nick Castellanos made him pay and tied the game. And yeah, really, it was kind of fitting that it came down to extras in this series, just because of the way the series has gone, where the Phils did win the first game, and, you know, close game 5-4, and then the Braves on Friday gave the Phils a bit of a butt whooping 7-2, and then you had Saturday night where the Phils, you know, had a really dominant performance from Zach Wheeler, and you know, got enough run support for Wheeler. I mean, didn't need that much, didn't need anything at all, really. Only needed a run or two, and the Phils got three in that game. And for it to come down to extras, I thought, and the way the Phils won last night, I thought was very fitting for the Philadelphia Phillies in this series. So, Phils get a big win off of Castellanos and the back of Aaron Nola. Big starts. Let's get right to those game takeaways where I mentioned those two things right there. Nick Castellanos coming up huge, and he has really just turned it around since the All-Star break. Really, since the All-Star break. Well, not even the All-Star break, before that. Since the, you know, it's just the entire second half of the season, he's been a completely different type of hitter. Different type of hitter. And he's actually, you know, getting the bat on the ball. And he's, I mean, yeah, he has his strikeouts where it looks bad, but Castellanos actually being productive and has been one of the Phillies' better hitters over the second half of this season. And he comes up huge in this game, and he gives you all three runs batted in. You know, way back in the sixth inning, he gives you those two runs, and then gets the RBI walk-off to bring home Cody Clemens, who was just recently called back up to the Phils to add to the roster. And Cassie just coming up huge, man. Coming up huge. I mean, this type of Nick Castellanos, I would really love to have this Castie for the playoffs. Would really, really like to have this Nick Castellanos come postseason time. I would just love for him to, you know, heading into September and then carrying it right into October, if he can just be consistent this month and then carry that into October and kind of be what he was for the Phils in the first half of the NLCS last year, and really just be a productive hitter for them. Don't need you to hit 30 to 35 home runs like you did with Cincinnati, and we just need you to be a productive hitter. You know, give you some power, but also just be a productive bat and, you know, drive runs in. I mean, he's hitting cleanup last night and the night before and this entire series pretty much, besides, you know, the first game where Bohm, you know, Bohm's been a little injured. So Castellanos, though, coming up huge, big time for Nick Castellanos to come up huge for this team in a series where they didn't get a whole lot of offense, but they got enough offense where they won this series. Second takeaway, another very good performance by Aaron Nola. Now, it wasn't as good as you know, his last time out where he went 7 shutout innings, but this time doing what he's supposed to do as a number two. I mean, these are number two numbers, right? 6 innings, only a couple of earned runs, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts. I mean, the curveball, the fastball, everything was working for Nola last night, only allowing 4 hits in the six innings and setting the bullpen up nicely to shut the door and for the Phils to get the win in extras. But Nola just coming up big once again, and I love this Nola. I want Nola to continue this into September and into October, just kind of like how I explained there with Nick Cassiano. So Aaron Nola coming up big for this baseball team with another good performance. And they don't win without that performance. They don't win. They need that performance by Aaron Nola. They do. Last takeaway. Very, very good job by this bullpen to shut the door after Aaron Nola, because that, and especially by Carlos Estevez, especially, and we'll get into Estevez a little more as the show goes on, because he's been very good for the Phils, and his overall numbers with the Phils in this pen have been good since he's gotten here. But for this bullpen to do the type of cleanup job they did and to continue to give this offense a chance to win this game heading into extras, where Kirkering, I mean, Hoffman is Jeff Hoffman, unbelievable this year. He's been one of the better Phillies relievers that I've seen in, you know, since I've been alive. I mean, he's been that good the last couple of seasons, and especially this year. Hoffman, Kirkering, Strom, and Carlos Estevez all getting the job done, only allowing two hits in the final five innings. Two hits, just, three walks. And the Phils just doing a really, really good job of being able to shut the door for Aaron Nola, who started this game. And just a really good job. Just a really good job. And I was really impressed from what the bullpen was able to do. So great job by the bullpen in this game. Series takeaways. Mentioned this in the open, but you take three of four from your rival to separate yourself in this division. It was really important, like I said, because you were up, what? You were up five games before the start of the series, and now you come away from this four-game set, and now you're up seven games? Now you're up seven. So you really separate yourself from an Atlanta team who, look, if it went the other way and Atlanta takes three or four, and it was close too, man. Like, it was like the Phillies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's only won by one run in the first game. Got their butts whooped, like I said, in the second game. They only won by three runs on Saturday night. And then yesterday they won in a walk-off. So, I mean, this series was close. It could have easily gone the other way. The 2-1 run games in this series. So it's a big deal that the Phils were able to separate themselves from the Atlanta Braves and go into September with confidence that you know, they don't have to worry. I mean, look, you always have to worry about the division no matter what. But it's not like you're up double digits, still up seven games. But now you can focus a little more on grabbing, you know, a top seed in the National League, like the one seed. So it's really important for the Phils to have won 3 of 4 from the Atlanta Braves. Second takeaway, Carlos Estevez, like I mentioned, coming up big for the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, yesterday, he goes two innings, and has to deal with that ghost runner twice. That is not fun. I just heard audio from Aaron Nola, him talking about, man, I would hate to have to, you know, go back out there a second time to have to worry about that runner on second. I mean, that's got to be brutal if you're a reliever and you have to worry about going out there twice to deal with a runner that's already in scoring position to start the inning. But Carlos Estevez has been good. He has been good, and as of late, it's been a lot of less contact, you know, a lot of swings and misses, getting the strikeouts, and that's what you want from your closer. You don't want to have to worry about being stressed and you know, guys and runners in scoring position and potentially losing the game. I mean, at the end of the day, your closer's job is just to prevent runs. I mean, it doesn't matter if you give up a couple of hits, but still, you as a fan, I'm sitting there watching. I don't want to have to worry about, oh my gosh, it's almost like the Jose Alvarado experience that we've gotten kind of here and there, you know, since he's been a Philadelphia Philly. But Carlos Estevez, I think in this series and over, you know, the last five or six appearances, has just been really good for this Fightins team. Last series takeaway. I'm not obsessed with what the offense did the last four games, but they did go up against, I know Morton hasn't been what he's been in the past, but three out of these four games, you're going up against Reynaldo Lopez, who has been, when healthy this year, has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Max Fried, still, you know, a very good pitcher. And Spencer Schwellenbach has, you know, been really good this year and has been really good against the Phils. So it was a tough matchup pitching-wise. I mean, it was a tough matchup pitching-wise for both teams this year. You know, you had Nola, Wheeler, Ranger, who had not a great Rangers second start, but he's still kind of coming back. And Christopher Sanchez, I mean, you're facing one of the top four pitchers in the National League this year if you're on Atlanta's side, too. So I will just say this, going forward against Toronto and Miami, I would really like to see them beat up on them pitching-wise. I mean, it's going to be tough in the second game of the Blue Jays series because Bowden Francis has been nasty as of late for Toronto. But offense coming up when they needed them to this weekend. But I would like to see them, you know, maybe, I'm not saying you'd put up 10 to 12 runs. Let's not get out of hand. But I would like to see the Phils offense kind of take care of business this week against Toronto and then going to Miami. And speaking of Toronto, those are your game takeaways and series takeaways. Preview of the next series in Toronto. It is a two-game set. And Blue Jays by the numbers. They are 67-72. They are last in the American League East. 6-4 in their last 10. Offense, 18th in runs scored. Starting pitching, 14th in earned run average. And then bullpen is 28th in ERA this year. Probable starters, it's going to be a 7:07 time tomorrow. Phils have the day off today on Labor Day. Chris Bassitt versus Tyler Phillips, 7:07 tonight. Wednesday at 3:07. I don't understand these start times in Toronto. I don't get them. It's weird, but whatever. You only get these in Toronto. Bowden Francis versus Christopher Sanchez. Players to watch in this series, like I said, not Christopher Sanchez. Blue Jays, Bowden Francis has been nasty for the Blue Jays. His last five starts, he's a 1.06 ERA, a 2.47 FIP. Hitters are hitting 0.81 against him with a 1.21 OBP, a 1.80 slug, OPS of 3.01. Bowden Francis has been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last, month or so. Five starts, which is probably more like 3 weeks, but still, you get the point. Boone Francis has been really good, so he's my player to watch. Phil's Brandon Marsh. Brandon Marsh has been better. He's been better, but I'd like to see him carry that into September and really get some momentum going, because I think he's important, you know, towards the bottom of this lineup for the Phils. I mean, he's hitting, what, seventh? And I'd like to, I mean, we know how he is against lefties. We know that. But, you know, smash righties and just be a little more consistent offensively, because I think Brandon Marsh is important at the bottom of this lineup when he is in there. I'd like to see him in there more often than not. So Brandon Marsh is my player to watch in this series against the Blue Jays. I would like to see him get it going. They're going to face two righties. I mean, Bassett and Boden Francis, two righties. So that means Brandon Marsh will be in there, and I need to see him get it going. Do your thing. So Brandon Marsh, my player to watch for the Philadelphia Phillies, and Boone Francis for the Toronto Blue Jays. Injuries and moves. We got Aiden Miller, who's promoted to Double A Redding yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, he's been really, really good. High A slash line, 258, 353, 444 in 58 games. And he's just been really good. And he's exciting. It's going to be exciting to see Aiden Miller, you know, his journey, which eventually can hopefully, you know, get up here and in the majors. And, you know, he's been, it's really exciting what Aiden Miller could become, because he's had a great, great year this year, and would like to see what he's going to be, you know, in the years to come. Cody Clemens, you guys already know this, because you saw Cody Clemens score that final run last night as Nick Castellanos brought him in. Cody Clemens and Tyler Phillips also recalled from AAA as they expand the roster to 28 players. So Clemens coming up to, you know, be a bench player, and then Tyler Phillips also will be, it looks like he'll probably be the team's number five starter, replacing Taiwan Walker, who was moved to the bullpen. So Taiwan to the bullpen means Tyler Phillips. I mean, this is kind of the move that I wanted them to make, either Phillips or Colby Allard. Like, give them shots, because Taiwan Walker just wasn't working. Alec Bohm, with his sore left hand, could be available. He could have been available to pinch hit last night, but he didn't. He did not pinch hit last night for the Phils, but it looks like it's not going to be that big of a deal. You know, x-rays were negative after the series opener on Thursday. You know, Topper was saying he had a little inflammation in the hand, said yesterday that he's feeling better, and he said that they're hopeful that Bohm will be back in the lineup tomorrow night against Toronto. So that's a little update for you on Bohm. And then Jose Alvarado, it reinstated from the restricted list. He was supposed to be available yesterday, right? I'm pretty sure he was supposed to be available yesterday, but the Phils didn't end up using him, and it ended up going to Kirkering, Hoffman, Strom, and Estevez there late in the game. But Jose Alvarado is, like, officially back. Apparently it was a family matter, I believe so. Yeah, it was a personal matter, but I thought I read that it was some type of a... Yeah, so yeah, Alvarado said, personal situation with my family, that's it. Said it was really, really personal, so obviously you give somebody their privacy. So, but good to have Alvarado back here, you know, sooner rather than later, because, you know, we want Jose Alvarado here to... As long as he can be himself and not be the pitcher he was, you know, been kind of all over the place to a certain extent. But when Alvarado's at his best, the Phillies need him. So, but more importantly, Alvarado needs to handle his personal stuff first, because that is the most important things right there. It's not just about baseball. So, Jose Alvarado back, reinstated for the Philadelphia Phillies. Why don't we read you, how about a few NL East scores from Sunday? The The Mets beat the White Sox 2-0. What a surprise. And the Marlins beat the Giants in San Fran 7-5. And then where is the Nationals score? I know you were right there. You are. You got destroyed by the Chicago Cubs 14-1 at home. So the Cubs beat the Nats 14-1. So those are your updates on the National League East score. So that is going to do it today for this episode of Phillies Today on Phillies 24/7. I hope you all have a wonderful Labor Day. Make sure you stay tuned for Justin Morgenstein, Kyle Forsini, Dan Wilson, everyone that does a wonderful, wonderful job on this channel. Make sure you stay tuned for them. And I will be back on Thursday after hopefully take two from Toronto, and then we'll focus on Miami when we get there. But let's start off the month of September right tomorrow, or continue the month of September, right, and take two from the Blue Jays. So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Talk to you guys soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.